have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too.
Radio Nibbles with John Lendorf joining us from his home pantry in Louisville. And we're approaching a very different type of July 4th weekend. But all the same, John, still lots of news to report.
There really is. For one thing, Colorado has, people are a little confused. Colorado has shut down all bars for in-person service through July. But those are just the ones that don't have access to food. Most of Boulder's tasting rooms have access. And then some, like Farm Range Brewery in Lafayette, are brew pubs that actually have kitchens in them. So it doesn't change how the restaurants, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Further up the food chain, certainly when it comes to culinary personnel, there was some big news coming out of Johnson and Wales University in Denver. They're actually going to be closing that campus next year.
It really is a big deal. Johnson and Wales University was the largest and most prestigious culinary school in Colorado. It's going to close next year. They'll let the students that are there finish up before that happens, but they're not accepting any more students. There really are only a couple of much smaller culinary schools, and it affects the chefs and the cooks and all that are fed into food service and restaurants. So it will have an impact in the long run in terms of the quality of help, but it's a complicated time right now in the restaurant business.
We have been seeing layoffs and furloughs in the restaurant industry. There are more layoffs and furloughs at another local organization, this one that supports brewers, Boulder's Brewers Association.
Well, it was kind of not unexpected when the A Great American Beer Festival was canceled, and all the other events that they put on, their income was cut. So there have been quite a few layoffs from the Brewers Association, which is sort of in charge of all the independent brewers in the United States.
In another piece of news that could be categorized as a sign of the times, we're seeing a local restaurant, well, certainly local connections, now opening some drive-through facilities in Colorado.
Well, I mean, a lot of people like drive-throughs now because there's no contact. But one company that was not set against that was remember when Chipotle was a local company and they wouldn't do that. Not so much anymore. The company is now opening all sorts of drive-throughs in Colorado, so it's complicated. But there's a lot of other reopenings and things going on in the restaurant business. Very happy to see the Seeds Library Cafe has reopened. It's the cafe inside the library, so it's going to be reopened in the park. Outside the library's canyon entrance from 11 to 5, Monday to Friday. So that should be pretty cool. And also the Urban Farm Stand, which is in a gas station at Arapahoe and Broadway, is open. I like it because they have hand pies and donuts and flowers. Happy to see the Zolo Grill reopened. It's been rejiggered, and it's going to focus primarily on Colorado ingredients. You know, while we're worrying about so many places that aren't making it, the Rio Grande restaurant has made it to its 34th anniversary.
Have a margarita raised in your honor to wish you happy 34th. Well, there's more food now becoming available online. Take us through this local bakery. They're offering some of the bread flour that they're using online. I suppose that could also be filed under sign of the times.
Absolutely, because suddenly everybody wanted to make sourdough bread. But three local companies are going ahead and selling the bread that they use to make their pretty serious breads. Louisville's Izio Bakery has its premium bread flour available. They make great breads. If you go to IzioBreads.com, you can find out more about that. Also, Moxie Bread Company and Dry Storage in Boulder both offer their freshly ground, you know, local heirloom flour for your baking needs.
Well, John, what's the best thing that you've tasted lately?
Well, being a guy that I am, I assigned myself to write a story about the best ice cream spots in Colorado, the ice cream palaces. I started with a good one locally, Sweet Cow. And I've got to say, their oatmeal cookie ice cream is like, it's exactly like an ice cream sandwich in a spoonful.
You can read John's story about the best plant-based fast food burgers at his blog. That's johnlendorf.wordpress.com. Bon appetit.
Stay safe, everyone.
Everybody eats when they come to mind.